You will hear from me about this like a million times if you have not already heard it on other episodes. But this is truly the most life-changing, business-changing, money-changing, workflow-changing, everything-changing habit or technique or strategy to actually start making more money or consistent money in your business. This is your host, Dyutima, but you can call me DJ. And I love to inspire food photographers to dream. I spent 15 years as an architect studying buildings and constructing hospitals before taking the biggest leap of faith of my life, which was setting up a food styling and food photography business right from scratch. If you're a dreamer like me, wanting to start a new photography business, or grow your existing food photography business, jump right into a world where I share practical, actionable strategies to improve your photography skills, to work with clients, make more money, or with a fearless mindset. This is the My Food Lens podcast, and we take you one step closer to your dreams. So let's go. Over the past few months, I've actually received a ton of questions and messages from food photographers around the world expressing how difficult it is to find consistent work in food photography. Some weeks there is more, some weeks are super busy, and some are absolutely low. So a lot of you wanted to know how to create consistent income and whether it's possible as a food photographer. So we are going to cover one powerful way that you can actually change the way that your food photography business model looks like so that you actually have consistent income or an assured income every month. Okay. Now, before we start, we have to know the thing about highs and lows is that it is actually linked to how much money we make in a month. It's linked to the bills we have to pay, the rent we need to pay, and everything else that is our financial responsibility. That's how we gauge how well we did in a month, right? So that's how we know, oh, this was a high month and this was a low month. So that is the way we gauge how well we did in a month. But there's also this emotional side to how well we did in a month, right? Let's say we don't get enough work and we don't get continuous work. We actually begin to doubt ourselves and we wonder if the quality of our work is not getting us more clients. We start to feel low, sad. And in fact, one photographer, she even told me that she was constantly angry. She was irritable and it led to a lot of unpleasantness between her and her partner. So this pattern of not having work, it not only impacts our self-confidence, it also impacts our emotional health and it impacts the emotional health of everyone who lives around us. And that's why it's so important to address it, especially because we run our own businesses. We have got to take control. So let's talk about one really powerful way to address it. Before we start, let's just sit back for a minute and let's just look at what the most common format of food photography or a food photography service looks like. So the most common format is us, food photographers. We provide photos or videos to a client for their brand. Now that format might be, you know, we shooting at restaurants on site or at home where brands send us their products. Either way, this is the most common format of food photography, rather the most common way we provide our service to our clients, where we work with clients to provide photos. So we are providing photos to them. All right, stay with me. All right, so now when does this happen? This happens on a need-to-need basis. So a client needs photos and we provide photos. So again, stay with me. I'm getting to a point. I promise you it's getting somewhere. So a client needs photos at a certain time and we provide them. But what after that? Where is this going? Like that client's needs are met and they move on and we move on to another client. And we wait till this client probably has another photography requirement or not. Once the project finishes, we are done. Ta-ta, bye-bye, gone, right? But Once the project finishes, also there could be a possibility that we don't have any more projects lined up. And there comes a period of lull, low work, low money, resulting in low self-esteem and lots of frustration. So what can we do? How can we change this? Now, before I get into explaining this whole situation that I just made up and, you know, getting into the detail of what is that one powerful thing that we can do, I also want to share a really important piece of truth, a real truth about running a business. And that is, just like everything else in life, a business cannot always be on a high. You know, similarly, it can't always be on a low. That's the good part, right? It should rather not always be on a low or not always be on a high. It is a wave. It's always a mix of both. Some periods are high, some periods are low demand. You know, let's say, for example, the months leading up to the holiday season are usually peak demand season. The second half of the year is usually more busy for businesses because that's when the holiday season starts. Everyone is shopping and celebrating, and most brands need photos and content for marketing, right? So that is high season. And once the new year sets in, the intensity drops and we may experience a quiet in the market. And that's generally a low season because the demand is low. And these seasons of high and low, they actually directly impact us because of the demand for content globally, right? So this is only one example on a really broad basis to put forward the idea of what is high and low season and why some months actually might really be busier for us or not, and that we are not constantly and always on a high or always on a low. If we are always on a high or always on a low, you know what that means? That means it's a plateau, and we never want to be in a plateau. We want to be in a wave, up and down, gushing and riding the wave, all right? But what I want to let you know is that's how all businesses work. The highs and lows are part of all businesses. Dior and Gucci, they probably make more sales in the holiday season than in other months of the year. So it's not just us. This is the truth about having a business, and we have to begin with this in mind. We have to start by accepting that we will not always be on a high, and we will also not always be on a low. But does that mean that we have to accept our lows unconditionally? Not really. We can actually take steps that prevent us from not dipping too low or becoming zero. I think what's important is that we don't, or we should not, have $0 months. There should be a guaranteed income every month. I think that is important in a business. Even if our lows are lows, they're not that low. All right. So here's the one powerful way of changing if you're not having a consistent schedule of work coming in. And that powerful way is to turn your clients into recurring or returning clients. You will hear from me about this like a million times if you have not already heard it on other episodes, but this is truly the most life-changing, business-changing, money-changing, workflow-changing, everything-changing habit or technique or strategy to actually start making more money or consistent money in your business. So let me just go back to that confusing format that I was talking about, right? We talked about the food photography format that we follow, in which we provide our services to our clients. So usually when we get a client project, we are so delighted to work with them. We produce excellent quality of work, and we feel proud when we deliver those recipes or those photos or the videos. And then what? Then what? Nothing. We walk away feeling great and on to the next project. But what if there was a continuous partnership, an ongoing partnership with that particular client? I honestly feel like when this doesn't happen, it's such a missed opportunity. If you have not been tapping into the idea of turning a one-time client into a long-term recurring client, then you have definitely been missing out on some golden opportunities, boss. You really have to. So let's just go back and say, you know, let's say a potential client reaches out to you. What do? You would schedule a discovery call, and then you would understand their job requirements, and you would then probably send your proposal, and then you would get the job and you would execute the job, right? What if this trajectory looked a bit different? What if this wasn't the trajectory that you took? What if you actually added in a few little steps here and there that could be game-changing for your business? So those steps actually could take you from $0 months to consistent income months, okay? So let's just change this trajectory and see what can be changed here, right? How could it look different? So let's say you get a client inquiry. Next step, you schedule a discovery call. Well, perfect. And then once you've had that discovery call, you judge the potential of having that client as a regular client. Now, if you don't have a discovery call in your workflow, boss, add it in. That is another step that you cannot miss out on. And if you want to know more about the perfect questions or the most important questions to ask on a discovery call, I have a whole episode on that. It is episode 56. It's the top three questions to ask a client on a discovery call. I'll link it in the show notes, but you can also just DM me 56 on Instagram and I'll send you the link. Okay. So going back to our trajectory. So once you schedule a discovery call, once you've had that call, you judge the potential of having that client as a regular client. You really like them. You want that brand name in your portfolio. So what do? Instead of creating a proposal for just that one shoot, what if, such a wild idea, what if you could just float the idea of regular shoots with that client? What if you could pitch the idea of maybe two shoots a month for their social media and website, or maybe three recipes a month on an ongoing basis, which means you could actually create for them regularly every month and wait for it for the next 1 year. Woohoo! What if you actually signed an annual contract with them? Who's grooming with me? Who's dancing with me? Now that sounds like an opportunity. 1 year of confirmed work. I would take that. But I can understand if that feels too daunting to you or you feel like, oh goodness, that's too much of an upfront commitment. You can always pitch the idea of a trial month. Test out the arrangement for a month or two and see how it goes. And then commit to a whole year. But you always have the idea of shooting for a whole year for them. It's there. It's there. You're working on it. You're testing it out. It's not like you've not even thought about it, all right? So what happens is when we do the trial month is that it actually takes away the pressure from the client and it also gives both parties a chance to work together and see if there is a fit and if there is actually an opportunity for a long-term relationship. Now, what would something like that do? What would that not do? Ask me that. That would guarantee a certain number of projects every month. And you know what's that called? Consistent monthly income. That's what a recurring client is. So I always say that our job as photographers is actually more than clicking the shutter button. People think it's so easy to take a food photo, but what goes on before the food photo happens is equally important. And we have a massive role to play in it. So when we receive a client proposal, we can actually easily think of different ways that we can serve the client on an ongoing basis and float that idea. Also, there are many times when actually the client is really, really apprehensive or, you know, they only have the need or the budget for that particular shoot. I mean, that's okay. You don't have to be pushy like, come on, you got to hire me. Otherwise, I'm never going to work with you again. I'm going to spread a bad word about you in the market. You're never going to work with any food photographer. We don't have to go there. We don't have to do that. But you know what? Every time we work with a client, we actually have the opportunity to work with them in a way that leaves them saying that they definitely want to work with us in the future. And they might even go one step further to say that they only want to work with us in the future. Woohoo! You know, in fact, that should be our aim in all our photo shoots, to provide that marvelous experience to the client so that they only want to work with us. Creating recurring clients or returning clients is actually one of the smartest, easiest, and the best ways to create a guaranteed source of income for your business. I remember when I first started, I was actually approached by a brand to create photos on a monthly basis. And I was like, instead of just working on a monthly arrangement, you know what I ended up doing? I actually signed a 2-year contract, not even one, 2-year contract with them, with one photo shoot guaranteed per month. It was an instant guarantee of regular work for the next 2 years. Plus, guess what I negotiated? I got paid upfront for the entire year. Imagine that. 12 photo shoots, I had the money in my bank instantly as soon as we signed the contract, and then we continued our partnership over. I have another client, and I do at least 2 photo shoots for them every month, and it's been 4 years of working with them regularly now. But in my first photo shoot with them, you know what they told me? They said to me, like on my face, this is a trial shoot. We have not had a good experience with photographers before, so we are just seeing how this goes. Imagine my pressure. And this was early on when I started. So you can imagine the pressure. And do you know what happened in the trial shoot? Oh my God. Okay. It was such a high-end client and there was so much at stake for me, you know? And guess what happened? My ride, the driver who was supposed to take me to that photo shoot, he was supposed to carry my gear and get a team to help me with all of that. He went missing. He did not show up. On the morning of the shoot, I was there with all my gear waiting at my doorstep. It was way past my shoot time. He was uncontactable and then he switched off his phone and I was late for that photo shoot. And only I know how I reached that photo shoot and what I was going through and the amount of how my heart was thumping with nervousness. I not only had to do the photo shoot and be creative with that mindset, but also, what was at stake for me. But that's all a story for another time. I don't want to get into that, but I do want to share that in spite of that major fiasco, in spite of looking the most unprofessional photographer in the world, that client has not worked with another photographer since that day. It's been 4 years, and that's been the experience that we all want to create for the clients that we want to work with. I hope that this is giving you hope, it's giving you some motivation that there are these clients who exist out there who are willing to sign 2-year contracts and work with you on a regular basis. It's not like they don't exist. We just have to find a match and we have to match their needs. So with this client, the one that I work with regularly on a monthly basis, I know exactly how much guaranteed money I will be bringing into my bank account every month. I feel secure about it. I feel assured about it. So I would say that please don't miss out on this opportunity to create a recurring income with your client. Don't wait for them to float this idea. Be proactive. Think about all the ways that your content can serve them on a regular basis. Offer them a trial so that they don't feel the pressure. And in the trial shoot, be the most amazing food photographer they would ever imagine and demonstrate what a brilliant partnership it would be if they worked with you on an ongoing basis. And why I say that this is a great way to get recurring work is because in this situation, this client has already inquired about your services. They already reached out to you. They want to work with you. So it's much easier when the client is interested in working with you versus when you pitch to a brand. In fact, they both work. It's not like if you pitch to a brand, you cannot float this idea. They both work. But you should definitely apply this where the client is reaching out to you. And I feel like there's a higher chance of it materializing. So don't leave out the opportunity of floating the idea of having recurring work with them if they have reached out to you. Show them the value of what your services can do for them. Tell them what you bring to the table, how you're not just a shutter button presser. You are not a shutter button presser. You, my friend, can explain to your clients the transformation or the results that your photos can get them. So make sure you present it strongly in your proposal, so much so that your client can absolutely not say no to the offer, cannot turn down the offer, and is super duper pumped and excited to work with you. Turning a client into a recurring client, I've said that enough in this episode, is by far one of the most sure shot ways of creating consistent income in your business. You just have to work a little harder, change your trajectory, change your workflow, add a few steps. steps into it and also use your brain power to think of innovative, creative ways that you can step into their business, not just as a photographer, but as a thinker, thought leader, and as someone who they would love to have a partnership with, so that it helps you create regular work. It helps you create a long-lasting relationship with a client, and it prevents you from having $0 months. How powerful is that? If you have not been trying this with your client interaction so far, start immediately. It is immediately actionable. Don't hesitate. Don't be shy. Don't think that pitching this idea of long-term working together, it might pull the client away from you. Don't think that. That, you know, they might pull away that even that one project that you approached you for. No, nothing like that will happen. Be smart, be tactful, be professional, be 100% genuine. And you know what, boss? Be 100% fearless and definitely be creative in your ideas to them. If your pitch is strong, it wouldn't be an offer that the client would be able to reject easily. Or even if they say no immediately, maybe it's something that will always be at the back of their minds. So build this step into your business workflow and see how your monthly project scene changes over time. So imagine if you start now, in a few years, you can actually have a solid set of client relationships, a solid portfolio, and your business will look so much different than what it looks like today. And so will your bank balance, right? Are you with me on this or not? You know that if you have any questions or hesitations, you can find me on email at hello@myfoodlens.com, or you can send me a DM on Instagram at @Dyutima_myfoodlens. So don't let your lows be too low. Take the right steps now. Move away from your $0 months. I'll see you next week with another episode. Until then, bye-bye.